Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
How about some extremely local news? Jen Sabella from Block Club Chicago here with us now. Good morning, Jen. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. Doing okay. How about you?
Doing better with the nice weather. You get to go out to take a walk, go for a jog, and unfortunately, the Chicago police are diverted to making sure the lakefront is safe. And I'm sure with this nicer weather, they're going to be busier, aren't they?
Exactly. Yesterday, I was actually surprised to hear this, but people tore down the police tape that was blocking off the entrances to the lakefront trail and some of the parks around the lakefront, and we're just jogging and walking and hanging out. I think at this point, everyone has seen the Mayor Lightfoot memes, having her blocking different parts of the city, and everyone knows the lakefront is supposed to be closed, but they are running in there and hanging out in there anyway. So police had to go out there yesterday, and the mayor said and the governor said, you know, it's not about like being outside and going for a walk. It's about being in a crowd. So I actually live near Humboldt Park and noticed yesterday the park being a little more crowded than it probably should be. I stayed on the perimeter of the park and just on the sidewalks. But I fear that if people continue to do this, all of our parks are going to be closed. And I honestly wouldn't be surprised if that happened this week if the weather continues to be nice and people continue to congregate.
Did you say people tore down the tape at the lakefront?
Yes. The police tape was Colin Boyle. He's a photographer and freelance writer for us. He went over there. All the police tape was torn. And he has some photos of officers just looking exasperated. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we supposed to do? Stop every one of these people. Eventually, one of the officers came with a loudspeaker and told everyone to go home. But, yeah, it's got to be really frustrating for the officers who are having to go and confront these crowds that people who refuse to obey the stay-at-home order. And, you know, if you go for a walk, I know it might not be the prettiest in the world, but if you just stay in your neighborhood or on your block, we hopefully won't be like Italy, where they're not even allowed to go out for a walk. So,
yeah, no kidding.
Right. So
there's plenty of places to go for a run or a jog, but you know what? A few people ruined it for all of us with the lakefront, and it wasn't somebody going for a walk or somebody going for a run. The problem was you had these groups of people getting together, playing whatever they were playing with a ball, and you can't be doing that. And it's too bad what the mayor had to do. I get it, though, and we need to be aware. We need to be safe. We need to respect the 6-foot social distance rule. But it's just too bad that, you know, people didn't understand that, didn't take it seriously, because, you know, it's nothing better than going for a walk or a jog on a nice day on the lakefront or a park. But like you say, you can just do it in your neighborhood. You've got plenty of places to do it.
Exactly.
Let's talk about the frustration that restaurants continue to have, and maybe a little help on the Southwest side. What are they doing?
Yeah, so the Southwest side Chamber of Commerce, they all kind of came together when the coronavirus shutdown happened, when all the restaurants had to be shut down, and they were like, how can we save, you know, our neighborhood restaurants? And there's a lot of restaurants along 63rd Street. My personal favorite is Palermo's of 63rd. If you haven't been there, it's absolutely delicious. Mm-hmm. So they came up with a plan where everyone who participates in the Southwest Side Restaurant Week, they will get a $5 credit or gift card to be used on their next order after spending $20 or more. So it's just a way to encourage people to, you know, frequent their local businesses, their local restaurants, for pickup and delivery instead of, you know, cooking at home. Kind of trying to, you know, eat out as much as you used to before this, just to keep these restaurants going. So they have a list. It's on our website, and it's at the Southwest Side Chamber of Commerce's website of all of the participating restaurants. There are quite a few, about 20 restaurants participating, everything from coffee shops to Mexican restaurants. So like I said, Pizza Castle, which is another very popular Southside pizza spot. And yeah, they're all coming together and hoping that Southwest Siders kind of go all in on sticking with these local businesses at this time.
Yeah.
Also, ordering directly from them versus DoorDash or Uber Eats, because then they don't have to pay additional fees.
Yeah, right. The restaurant gets more money. I love this idea, and I hope people go to your site, Jen, to find out more about it. BlockClubChicago.org. You've got all the information posted there?
Yep, we have a full list.
BlockClubChicago.org. And as I mentioned the other day here, maybe you don't live in that area, but we want you to support your local businesses, and that includes neighborhood restaurants. But because there's such light traffic all the time now, maybe you wouldn't have thought about taking a ride to the Southwest Side to check out one of these restaurants. Well, now, no problem. You know, you can make a round trip in about 12 minutes from wherever you are.
Exactly.
Let's go up north now to Andersonville and talk about what's happening there.
So I love this story. I saw this the other day, and our reporter Joe Ward reached out to Hamburger Mary's, which is known for its drag performers. They have a lot of like bingo nights and trivia, and they have drag queens who, you know, come out and like entertain diners. They're also known for their burgers. So in order to try to keep these drag queens employed through the coronavirus epidemic, they are having them deliver food to your car. So Tuesday through Sunday, if you order a burger or any food from Hamburger Mary's in Andersonville, you will have a drag performer bring it out to your car, curbside service. And the performer will, you know, entertain you from 6 feet away if you roll down your car window. So they have a great little video. It's on our website now, of a queen throwing a bag of food into somebody's car. It's really funny. And it's just a great way to keep people employed during this time. I mean, drag performers are among many artists who have completely lost their income at this time. So this was a creative way to get, you know, money to the business and to the performers.
Hamburger Mary's. All right. Check them out in the evening. They're at 5400 North Clark Street.
Yes, and they have like a lot of different creative kinds of burgers, really good fries, you know. So if you're splurging that night on calories, it's a good place to go.
I love it. Jen Sabella, Block Club Chicago, with our extremely local news report. Thanks, Jen. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks, Bob.
All right. We'll talk to you folks tomorrow.